This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Michael Bloomberg, Bill Gates, in favor of going after your guns. Oh, should I remind you, Michael Bloomberg, the criminal, and his allies. Let's not forget that. Let's talk a little bit about Bill Gates today, friends. See what he's got up his sleeve, okay? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. By the way, if you'd like to get a little taste of, well, the Sons of Liberty live, you can see all the antics, what goes on here in the studio. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the right there. You'll get a little 2 minute and 51 second taste of the Sons of Liberty. And you can see our pretty little princess along with that.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Did you want to comment on your picture?
I don't know that I'd call myself a pretty little princess, but that was very nice of you.
What's that?
I appreciate that.
You owe me, right?
Big time.
Okay. Aside of that, friends, you can check us out on not just sonsoflibertymedia.com, but as well sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on our Facebook, and you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible. Again, let me remind you, phone lines will be accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. And we always want to make sure that we are led by the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, I want to talk a little bit about obedience. I know we're going to get to the gun issue here, too, as well. But, you know, it's so interesting how we just published an article, actually, Tim Brown did, Sons of Liberty Media, about the Pope and the, quote, bishops and their stance on homosexuality and looking at the positive things that homosexuals can bring to Christians, you know, the positive attributes. And
what God calls an abomination,
exactly.
The Pope advocates.
Exactly. Yeah. And also
the
toning down.
The Pope's coming out of the closet is what's happening here.
Right. And also toning down on, you know, couples living together. So they're fornicating, which means having sex outside of marriage, what the Bible says, no fornicator will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
1 Corinthians 6:9.
That's right. So when you go through these different things, you can say, well, listen, my pastor says this, my pope says this, my priest says this, my spiritual advisor
says
this. It doesn't matter what anybody says. What matters is what the Word of God says. Now, John Bunyan was...
By the way, this is where men get in trouble every single time.
Oh, of course.
Man gets in the way. He's won the affections of mankind, and people are foolish enough to leave the Christ who died for their sins and begin to follow the commandments of men, and then they end up in the ditch.
Right.
And then they wonder why they're in the ditch. They wonder why they're having the problems that they're having because they left the Word of God in which they shouldn't have left or departed from in the first place.
That's right. So rather than following the Creator, they follow the mere creation who errs when they're not in accordance with God's will.
Every time.
John Bunyan, that wonderful man of God who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, which was the most popular book in the world, second to the Bible, said, what God says is best is best, though all the men in the world are against it. So it doesn't matter what your pope says, what your priest says, what God's word says goes. Charles Spurgeon said, discernment is not knowing the difference between right and wrong. It is knowing the difference between right and almost right. So even though people might say, well, it's close to Scripture, it's similar to it. It's just toned down a bit so it's not so harsh. It doesn't matter. What's right is absolute. What's wrong is absolute. If it's almost right, it's not right. It might as well be black and white. It would be black.
Well, let me say it this way. There's an analogy that's used, and I like it, that if when you are satelliting a signal from space to Earth, if it's off just the smallest degree, you won't receive the signal, then you'll begin to err.
That's right. Big problems, even in that little small, like, you know, the Bible talks about how a little leaving it the whole lump. Even if you're off in a small degree, you're still missing them completely.
Of course,
Now, we have to understand what Scripture says about that. In Galatians 1:10, the Bible says, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. It doesn't matter what man says. What matters is what God says. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, but as we are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, love for God is obedience. Love for God is holiness. To love God and man is to be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen.
And this is salvation. So we have to understand, it's not your priest, not your pope, not your pastor. It's Christ. Christ is the head.
Well, let me say this. Who crucified Christ? It was the religious hypocrites of the day, with a little leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government, and a little leaven of the church hypocrites, the Pharisees. Those are the ones that were responsible for crucifying the Christ. Matthew 23 comes to my aid. Jeremiah 23, both Old and New Testament. Tell me who the Lord was rebuking. It was always the corrupt king and the corrupt hierarchies in the church. There's nothing new under the sun. So what we're seeing concerning the Pope just recently, first of all, the responses that I've gotten from this, nothing new under the sun, but it's interesting that the people are all capping on the Pope.
Right.
So here again is the illusion that everybody is following what the Pope has to say, when in fact, no, they are not. But the illusion again to the state-run media is that, well, everybody agrees with the Pope. No, that is not true. Especially in America, when you have the Word of God at every hotel room and every home in America, literally, you know what, friends? There's no room for error, and error is going to cost us our freedom if we begin to fall for the garbage that's coming from, well, the Vatican right now.
That's right. So no matter what topic it is coming from the Vatican, like you said, or whether it come from any unlawful measure that you see out there, what the Bible says goes.
Let every man be a liar, but God the truth. It's a safe place to be.
That's right. Whatever man says doesn't matter. God's word is sure. We stand upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And again, remember what John Bunyan said. What God says is best. So all the men in the world are against it. We stand on the side of truth.
And that's right. And if it pulls you away from the cross of Christ, let that man be accursed, said Paul. Paul said in Galatians 2:20 and 2:21, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'm going over to the book of Philippians now, and I want people to understand what D.L. Moody rightly said, because he hit it right. He hit the nail right on the head, friends. If the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him being glorified, and it's us staying on course as we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, as he brings us through. By grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. As through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And keep in mind, in the book of Thessalonians, it talks about how we are appointed unto afflictions. For what purpose? That the power of God unto salvation may bring forth the crown to put on the Christ's head. Be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Now, real quick, friends, before we get over to Bill Gates, this lunatic who has too much money in his pockets, who is helping corruption along in destroying our Constitution, because, again, the American people tolerate it and put up with it. It's interesting to note that over the last couple of years, I have said over and over and over again, something's not right about these searches. Google search, Yahoo, so on and so forth. I thought to myself, the numbers are being manipulated. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose, like I was just saying during the first segment. Isn't it interesting that one of the tactics that Saul Alinsky and the Saul Alinsky disciples, you know, the Hillary Clintons, the Barack Hussein Obamas and his administration, what they follow is, well, one of the tactics is they want to get people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And they use the state-run media to lie to the people to basically get out to the masses. There's no sense in doing anything about what these criminals are doing. And then taking that to the Pope concerning the last segment, it's interesting that the response that I got from what the Pope advocated concerning the homosexual agenda and the initiative that they're trying to implement through the gay lobby, the gay mafia, the gay fascism is really what it comes down to. Isn't it interesting that the people were in response of standing against what the Pope was saying, but the state-run media will have you believing that everybody's in favor of what the Pope is doing when it completely, the opposite is completely true.
Right.
And this is how they continuously push it down your throat. Well, there's no sense, there's no sense, there's no sense. Now, bringing it back, I just kept saying to myself, why is it that I have thousands of people going to my particular website on Facebook and other pages, and for some reason they're on the second page? And I noticed the enemies of all righteousness in America, for some reason, they're on my front page when I do a search. And I said, and I've said since day one, they're manipulating these searches. Because they're not getting any traffic. The enemies of righteousness are not getting the traffic that they want, so they have to manipulate it somehow. And we know that Google leans to, as you would call it, the left, friends. We know that Yahoo, we know that they lean to the left. And we also know, like, for the MSNBCs of the world and the ABCs and all these state-run media outlets, they have a less than a 21% approval rating. Just a couple of years back, CNN's president had to actually resign because of the numbers were so bad. But for some reason, over the last month, the numbers are down for those that are actually in favor of your constitutional republic. And those that are against we the people, their numbers are up, and the good people and their numbers are down. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in the editor for sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm going to ask him, what exactly have you found concerning this Alexa's new internet ranking concerning what's going on out there, my friend Tim Brown?
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, I went over the story from WND, the guy over there, and looked at some of this, and of course discovered here recently that, you know, there are better avenues to go down rather than Alexa for internet rankings. But part of the telltale thing is what Alexa says about themselves. They use a variety of factors in order to try to do the rankings, one of which is their internet toolbar that they use, and some other things that they don't tell you about. But, I mean, it's over a very small pool of people. I think the writer who wrote the post for them about their new ranking setup said it was about 25,000 people. And yet, when we spoke with a friend of ours out of Georgia, you know, he said something like Quantcast was a whole lot more accurate in what it presents. Even Google's rankings are somewhat difficult to figure out as to how they're doing things. But according to these screenshots that the guy from WND, Leo Hallman, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, mm-hmm. Provided, he, you know, you had anything from the Drudge Report to WND to the Daily Caller to InfoWars, to whatever the site that would be considered either alternative or conservative, you've got them basically tanking in the Alexa rankings when compared with their counterparts like the Daily Kos, or Media Matters,
yeah,
or PBS or something like that.
Yeah.
Their rankings are going the exact opposite. And then, you know, just to further that along, I mean, you look at things like Planned Parenthood compared to Life News, and you see the same thing. And it's not like it's happening, you know, a little bit at a time. It's almost like, well, people can go to the site and then they can see the screenshots. It's like they're doing the exact opposite in almost a similar fashion. It's like this skyrocketing of the more liberal site, and the conservative sites are going down at almost the same,
yeah,
you know, type of fall.
Yeah. Well, I personally,
it's not anything new. We've seen that. I know I've seen that both at I've seen it on several sites to where these things happen. A lot of it ends up tying to social media, especially Facebook. I mean, Facebook, if you get on their wrong side, it's kind of like getting on the wrong side of Google, and they can you know, kind of put your face in the dirt, if you will.
Well, just keep in mind, Tim, and I want you to be transparent without saying the name of the website, but you personally told me just last year that you used to just get a large number of those that would just go on and punch in your name, uniques. And for some reason, all of a sudden, that just took a big dip. And then we noticed this again with just in the last month. You could feel something was wrong out there. You know, I want to emphasize that there is manipulation going on. There's no question about it. They're losing the fight. And because they're losing the fight, they have to pay off their little cronies to do some dirty work to give the impression to the masses concerning 312 million people in this country that they're doing way better and that they're winning the day, when in fact, friends, that is the furthest thing from the truth. Tim, can you kind of give that little snapshot of what you gave me earlier on our conversation about how your numbers were way up and now they're just a third of what you used to get?
Oh yeah, Google made a change in their search engine tactics and how they laid that out, and I think we went from about maybe 12 or 15,000 people a day who were coming just through search engine alone, no Facebook or emails or anything like that, to like about 3,000, and of course that's been slowly picking up, but it's still probably, you know, a third or a fourth of what it was. So there have been a lot of changes in that. Is it unethical? I guess it depends on what's actually going on behind the scenes. And there's no question in my mind that people can pay for those boosts. It's not necessarily always dependent upon your level of traffic. You can pay for it to be manipulated. And I think there's enough stories out there of people who've done that.
The
reality is what the numbers really are.
Exactly.
And I don't think you can trust Alexa for that.
That's right. Now, taking that to my particular situation, I just did a Google search, and I've done this sporadically over the years, and it's always to the point of almost amazement to me that, and I know in my heart of hearts, something's wrong, because he's always right. Your spirit man is always right, though you can't always put your finger on it. But it will always come to the light, because the Bible and the Lord said that he'll bring all things to the light, and he does without fail, because that is the mercy of the Christ that we serve. But in saying that, I'll go to Google, and I'll Google in my name. And like I said, on my Facebook alone, I have thousands of people that are running through my one website on just Bradley Dean alone. And also my other Bradley Dean, it's maxed out. So there's traffic constantly going through there. Now, that's on page two, and what I'll do is I'll go over to page one, and there's good stuff on page one, no question about it. But it's interesting how you have these George Soros outlets and these communist organizations, how they have themselves on the front page linked to your name, and yet you go on their page and you can see, like, over the last 2 years, there's been 12 to 15 likes or shares. And then you look at the numbers, and the numbers don't quite line up. And it's like, wait a second, if I have this much traffic going through even Google itself, then why am I not ranking up? I mean, my front page, my second page, and my third page should be all positive news because of the 40 columns that I write on a weekly basis. But again, for some reason, the enemies of righteousness, they're posting on the front page with no traffic. They're manipulating the system. And we know that Google is left-leaning, again, if you want to bring out that paradigm. But the bottom line is there's no question as to what's going on. And I'm looking at this. By the way, friends, if you'd like to go online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim just posted this, and the name of the article is Alexa's New Internet Rankings Affecting Your Favorite News Websites. And then it gives you the graphs, and showing you the decline and the incline concerning as to what we just spelled out for you. It's really interesting stuff, but there's no question in my mind, friends, that it is being manipulated. No question about it at all. Thank you very much, Tim Brown. We appreciate it. Again, Tim Brown from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Billy Gates, that whack job with too much money. Now he's going after your gun. sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do,
Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to go to Bradley Dean, I am posting that right now along with sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, interesting stuff. I knew something was up. I don't know what else to say, but friends, they're manipulating everything to get the American people to believe their lies at every front. Again, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. They have the support of these whacks like the Bill Gates of the world that have a little money in their pocket, and what they want to do is destroy who you are because they think they have a better godless method, an unlawful method, might I add. But interestingly enough, going back to Bill Gates, the lunatic with a little cash in his pocket, well, he's going after your guns now, and everyone knows how the former mayor, criminal, again, and friends, I'm not just throwing that out there, he really is a criminal. Mayor Michael Bloomberg supports a push towards confiscation of Americans' guns. He's literally thrown millions of dollars behind various campaigns, starting organizations, and even got and has politicians on board with him, criminal politicians, again, might I add, by their track record, friends, because I've done my homework, with going after guns across the America that we know. Before I get going, I just want to premise this right on the Bill of Rights so you understand why I call them criminals. And someone that breaks the law is a criminal, okay? And the Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, okay? But they transgress that, and they want to, you know, again, they want you to debate the pith and marrow out of what it says. So let me read it to you really quick. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia, every male 17 to 44 years old, the militia works with government in case of what? Invasion, so on and so forth. So government and militia. And by the way, people in this country and the government is an extension of who we are, so we don't separate them and divide only to be conquered.
through division, okay? But a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not violated, friends, but we can see, again, some folks with money, they want to go ahead and violate the Bill of Rights. They don't have the rights to break the law, nor does their money pervert or wrest judgment in the overthrowing of our law. So let's get on to Mr. Bill Gates really quick. CNN reported previously Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen gave $500,000 to Michael Bloomberg's group, while recently retired Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer gave $250,000, and his wife Connie contributed over $330,000 to overthrow your constitution. It's not just Microsoft billionaires throwing big bucks at the gun control campaign. Tech venture capitalist Nick Hanuer contributed an additional $1 million, according to the filing, on top of his earlier contribution of $335,000. Let me ask you something, friends. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I have a question for you. Do they know something that the American people don't know? Because if there's an Islamic terrorist threat that we just heard from the FBI, that's heightened to the red all the time when we go through the TSA into the airports across the United States of America, why, if they were in jeopardy, why would they want their people to be disarmed? Why would these millionaires give millions to disarm the American people? Why would this criminal administration want to disarm the American people? What's going on out there? What is it that they know that we don't? Or they're just blind and they're stupid. There's no other way to say it. But why would I want to disarm my people? Wasn't it George Mason that rightly said, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with arms? Hey, folks, people with arms, you are the government. You know, and I even go over to the UN, you know, if it's such a good idea to have a little, you know, a handgun with the, you know, the nozzle tied in a knot in the front of their building, I'm just kind of curious to know why you have armed guards protecting the people inside of that building if it's such a good idea. You contradict yourself at every, you strain at the net and you swallow the big camel. If people would think you wouldn't be there in the first place, you'd be in jail somewhere. But what is it that they know that we don't know? Isn't that something for people to think about? Are they in the know concerning the New World Order? Well, you'll find that many of them are part of it, or they're part of the Bilderbergers. Folks, this kind of behavior is so telling to me, it's almost debasing for me to hit the topic. But I'm hitting the topic again because we see, if they don't frontally attack you, they always try to go through the back door. And that's why we have media outsources and resources out there so you can understand the real issues, because the state-run media is putting this in a favorable light, of course. Folks, all of them are billionaires who can easily afford the six- and seven-figure donations. Gates is the richest man in the world, according to Forbes, with an estimated fortune worth $76 billion. Ballmer just paid a record $2 billion to buy the Los Angeles Clippers. But the contributions by the tech billionaires make up for a significant portion of the war chest the group has raised so far. Its most recent report shows total contributions to the anti-gunners, friends, $5.8 million. Again, what do they know that you don't know? Why would they try to disarm the American people along with an administration many of them say they don't agree with? Is this the Lord at work through judgment, unbeknownst to them? Well, in many cases it is, I believe. But by the way, going back to the New World Order and these clowns, it's interesting that I believe there's many of these people that are a part of these organizations that don't know what it's really about. They bought into something, but they're going to get a lot more than they bargained for at the end of the day, because what they don't realize is the pit that they're helping dig, they're a part of falling into it along with themselves. And I'm talking about the New World Orders and those that are buying into it. These contributions that these millionaires are giving are pushing for an initiative on the November ballot that claims it closes this loophole in Washington state by requiring that private sales and transfers, including those at gun shows or on the internet, go through the same background check process as sales through a licensed gun dealer. Folks, the same end in view. The same end is what they want. They want disarmament. Because they have the money to buy the law. Because, again, going back to the responsible party, the people that think it's okay for this to happen, well, you may say, well, I just don't agree with what they're doing. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you protesting what they're doing through your actions then? Are you calling for the enforcement of the laws that we have against these criminals because they are criminals? I mean, folks, a lot of these people, do you not realize a lot of these initiatives that we see going across the United States of America right now? Many of these movements, many of these implemented unlaws that they call law, do you not realize that a lot of these people would have been jailed back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s for their behaviors? And now the American people act like it's normal and that there's nothing that you can do about it. Well, if you've fallen into that train of thought, you've already lost. But let me remind you, you are being lied to every step of the way. I also know this. I was just recently at a Cabela's in the state of Minnesota here, which it's not snowing yet. And I asked him, I said, so how's gun sales going? And he says, well, it's okay right now. I said, you guys waiting for Obama to do something again? He goes, well, every time Obama goes after the guns or anybody pushes for a gun, you know, an anti-gunner tries to push for some new policy, he said gun sales begin to go through the roof again.
Yep.
So we're going to see an increase in gun sales again. And friends, what happens is every step of the way, it backfires on these people if you respond accordingly. And I'm talking about lawfully, friends. I'm not talking about unlawfully. And I have to reiterate that because of the stupid bloggers that don't know how to tell the truth.
Yeah, and you got to keep in mind, too, what they're going to do is they're going to label this as such a nice thing. Do you notice that everything that encroaches upon your rights, they always tell you it's for your security?
Always.
It's for your security. So when you look at this, it's saying, oh, well, what we're doing is just making sure that, you know, private gun sales between law-abiding citizens, it doesn't need to remain private. We just want you to make sure that you go to the gun shop so we have a record of what you have. So yeah. We know what's going on.
And the fox in the chicken coop.
That's right. So you pay the fee that we can get. So when you go there, you say, these are these small encroachments where eventually, if you're going to suffocate a person, you don't necessarily have to squeeze to death right away. You can slowly cut off their air hole where all of a sudden, that's it. In the same way, you can. But what I'm saying is in the same way with these, you know, these gun policies and what people want to do, it doesn't necessarily have to be a lop off your head. It can be, no, we're requiring that, first of all, you register. Now we're requiring that if you want to have a private, you know, a gun deal between two private law-abiding citizens, no, you got to register that too.
Yeah.
Now you got to pay a fee that would not. It's slowly coming on against your rights. It's a slow encroachment. Where you need to say, listen, no. The federal government has no business whatsoever. I read the Bill of Rights and I think it stands straight. And there's nothing you can do about it.
What's also interesting are representatives, friends, our representatives that are actually trying to push these anti-gun laws, as they call them, again, their policies to disarm the American people. Do you not realize that they have violated their own sworn oath? They violated their own oath. And if they violated their oath, well, then they're in bad. They're a part of playing the bad boy or the bad girl because they're no longer acting out of good behavior. And if that's the case, friends, they got to be impeached and then held accountable. And by the way, there's friends out there. I might get this one guy out here. As a matter of fact, Tim Brown, again from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just told me yesterday that there's actually people out here that are trying to get these politicians rounded up and indicted for their crimes against we the people.
Yep.
That's a signal the American people need to send to the rest of those that serve we the people that we will not tolerate their crimes. But what I want to do really quick is I want to go over, when we get back after this break, it's going to be the final segment, I want to get over to the criminal acts of these anti-gun mayors, and I want to expose them for who they really are, because, friends, again, this is second to none. You need to understand that they are criminals. that are trying to disarm the people. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to highlight again, friends, we always try to stay current in a biblical constitutional perspective to give you the answers in response to the way that you're being attacked by this administration. I want to give you a little bit of a background concerning the criminal mayors that are trying to disarm the American people, along with the helps of the such as, you know, the Bill Gates of the world, so on and so forth, the Michael Bloombergs. Well, we found out that one of these mayors, one of the mayors convicted of perjury and embezzlement. Another was convicted of attempted child molestation. Another one of these anti-gunner mayors was convicted of assault and racketeering. Another one of these anti-gun mayors was one who was convicted of bribery, fraud, money laundering, and another who was convicted of domestic violence. Many of these supposed elitist politicians, I'm sorry we have to go that far, but that's how the people treat them, can no longer own firearms. I didn't know if people really understood that. A lot of these mayors, because they've been convicted of felonies, they can't even own guns themselves. But yet, for some reason, they have all these people guarding them and protecting them from the American people.
That's the same question I was going to ask, going back to Bill Gates and going back to, you know, co-founder Paul Allen and so on and so forth of Microsoft. I wonder if they have armed guards who maybe guard their homes or their properties or maybe travel with them on vacations or who guard their estates. I mean, I can't imagine that any one of them would have. I mean, if they have guards, they probably all have, like, forks and, you know, knives and things like that guarding. I mean,
maybe
no,
we should get
guns.
A fork ban and a spoon ban, a butter knife ban.
Probably like the carry around hammers like that, you know, just to steer away from those guns, those big bad
guns.
When
you begin to pay attention to these criminal mayors that want to remove the guns from the American people, again, the people that they serve, the crimes that they were convicted of, friends, suggest that they are public enemies rather than public servants. So, therefore, there is no wonder why they would want to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. And we know, when we do a little homework on what gun control is all about, well, we already know what it's about, and it's not good. Every step of the way, it's not good. And again, I don't know what the American people... By the way, I believe the American people are very well aware of these anti-gunners, but I don't believe that they're aware of the crimes that they have committed, and I don't believe that they're aware of the felonies committed by those that are trying to remove the guns from their constituents and concerning their felonies and their crimes against we the people. And if people would just see that, everybody would just stand back and say, nope, Bradley's right. Nope, Bradley's right. Nope, Bradley's right. Nope, Bradley's right. And it's not an issue of me being right. It's an issue of the law exposing the crime for what it is and the criminal for what they are. That's really what this comes down to. And without going into what Adolf Hitler did and Pol Pot and Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin and all these other dictators that disarmed their people before they slaughtered them, I don't think I really need to go in depth as to what this is leading to. And again, I just hope the American people are awake to the fact that this administration is trying to disarm the American people, but on a daily basis we're hearing about some sort of threat coming through the FBI or one of these bureaucracies created to, again, serve the people that are working against the people. And shame on you. You, those that are not working for the American people.
Yeah, think about
I'm
it.
Talking about the righteous, not the unrighteous.
If you are a good leader and your heart was to protect your people, then you as a good leader, you would think, would say, listen, I want all law-abiding citizens to be able to carry a gun, to have a gun in their possession. I want to make sure that everybody is safe. In fact,
Kennesaw, Georgia. Yes.
When they required all of the law-abiding citizens there to have and own a gun, crime plummeted. They had one outside crime from someone who was an out-of-towner in like 10 years, some long, long span, after they had required all law-abiding citizens to carry guns. So when you look at that and you say, wow, when you have law-abiding citizens who have guns, it actually caused crime to decrease, not crimes to increase.
Always, of course.
And, of course, the criminals knew to stay away from Kennesaw, Georgia, because they knew that they weren't armed people there.
That's right.
So
we have that on video, by the
way,
it's my ward documentary.
Yeah, you can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, the My War documentary, covers a plethora of topics, including guns. But when you look at that and you say, like you said, on a daily basis, we have some sort of, you know, shooting here at a school, this kind of shooting at a theater, you've got this going on, that going on. Why in the world? We've got a terrorist threat. We've got ISIS. We've got all these things going on.
And they want to disarm the American people and they open the borders. And
it's like, you'd
think the government would be saying, hey, we need to deal with these guys. There's a real threat. But wait a second. Let's take a step back. Maybe corruption is using these people to stir up domestic insurrection so we can bring in a new order. And really what it comes down to, friends, when we see this rampant rise of crime, really what it does, it exposes our officials, it exposes our representation for not doing their laws in the first place. And I'll tell you what they're doing. When the crime is committed, they're right there to slap their hand, get a little money from the criminal. Remember, soft judges produce hardened criminals, and hardened criminals they are. You live in a system now where the government says three strikes before you're out, so they're encouraging men and women to commit the crime not once, not twice, but three times, and then the government's going to mean what it says. Crime is encouraged because it's a $64 billion moneymaker every year concerning our correction facilities across this country. People need to know what this is really about. If they didn't want crime, government's purpose is to enforce the law against those crimes so they don't commit the crimes. You don't encourage your citizenry and your constituents to teach them how to commit the crime. Friends, it's completely backwards. This is an expose on what the government hasn't done. They haven't enforced the laws against those that have committed crimes, and what they're using is those that have, as they encourage the crime through Hollywood, through the education system, they're right there to try to grab away the gun that protects the people in the first place. But they fail. They strain at the gnat, as I said earlier, and they swallow the camel. But friends, it's a camel that they want to swallow, or so they think, until they stand before the King of Kings on Judgment Day. It's not going to be so good for them. But friends, that's our job, namely the church's job, the patriots' job, the conservatives' job, to make sure that Judgment Day happens a lot sooner than they think it's going to happen.
And isn't it something how they always magnify the crimes that are committed with guns? They'll say, oh, another gun crime and this and that. Do they magnify those crimes that are stopped because law-abiding citizens who carry guns were able to take care of the perpetrator?
They try to avoid that because that doesn't work for their program.
Of course.
Yeah. So anyways, in saying that.
But there is so much to it. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find that and more, a plethora of different articles. You name it. It's like a smorgasbord. It's like going to all-you-can-eat buffet or something when you go to Sons of Liberty Media. But for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys do, and I think that what you're doing is so needful, so necessary, and so important, especially in the times that we're living, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to make a secure donation, you can click on the donate button at the top, or you can scroll down a little bit more and become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means to become a son or daughter of liberty is where you give what you can on a monthly basis. And it really sincerely does help us so much because we know kind of the foundation that we have to be able to catapult from. And please view our new store. You will find books, CDs, you'll find T-shirts, you'll find comic books. I mean, anything and everything that you can think of to equip yourself. The My War documentary series, for example, as Bradley was talking about, hits the gun topic, the media topic, our founding forefathers, law and grace, and what kids are being taught in public schools. I mean, it really is. If you say, listen, I feel so dumb about these things, quite frankly, I don't really know how to educate myself. Listen, get educated. Check out the videos. Check out the books. In fact, we are product of the week. This week is our Book Lovers Package. It includes the Man of War book and Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. Some people are book lovers. They just, you know, wherever they go, they got a book in their hands. Well, these books are great because they help you take a journey to the source of society's vital dilemma and find the true answers that are right beneath your feet, found namely in Jesus Christ, and they'll help empower you to make a real difference in your community. People say, well, I'm only one person. Yes, Christ was only one person. Yep. Martin Luther King, one person. Martin Luther, only one person. RFK, only one person. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He needs a irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men and the minds of men, which is what we want to do. And if you say, listen, I'd like to be a part of that, become a son or daughter of liberty today, because it really does help, and you can feel good about where you're giving your money to be able to go and seek and save that which is lost, which is our heart.
Amen.
I like it.
I like it, too.
And it's black and white, too. You know, it's in your face. It's not something that some people are tired
of. People are tired. Yeah.
Dancing around the issues. It's like, oh, well, we're just sugarcoating it.
People are tired of the compromise. They're tired of the rhetorical talk. They're tired of the diplomacy. And we all know what diplomacy is, right, friends? Ben Franklin said diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Nobody's better at playing the diplomat or the diplomatic magician than the conservatives of the day, friends. Because what they fail to do is they fail to bring in the answers. And by the way, conservative all, anything good, conservative, patriot, it all goes back to the Christ. So if they're going to claim that they're a conservative Christian, if they claim that they're a patriot Christian, and if they claim that they're a Christian all the way around, well then, you know what? Emulate Christ and actually do. He always gave the answer. He didn't bring forth the problem and leave them hanging. No, he always brought it back to the answer and said, hey, listen, this is where you put your faith. Put it in me. Trust in me with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And follow me daily as you read the Word of God. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Talk to you then. Thanks.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.